Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. What a joy to join with you today in just praising God. He is such a wonderful creator, and we just don't praise him enough. We don't. During our hectic days and our busy days, we don't do that. But, oh, he's so worthy of our praise. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, says Proverbs 16, verse 20, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. And that's what I'm learning, folks. I'm learning to truly trust him in everything I do. And, boy, what a transition and what a challenge it has been for me. I've been kind of got a person that likes to have everything on schedule and every routine for the day taken care of in the morning. And it's just been a real challenge. I got to admit, a real challenge. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you for giving to Call to Freedom. Thank you for acknowledging Call to Freedom as a good ground ministry in which to give your tithes and offerings. And you can go online to donate if you'd like to. Also to buy power packs. I just had a brother from North Carolina order 10 power packs. And I thought, wow, something's going on here. And it's true. You used to buy power packs for yourself. And now, because the power pack has helped you with in so many areas of your life, you're giving them away. And that's exactly what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be a great witness tool. And this morning when I went to your bindery to deliver the express to be folded for next month, Luann came out, and it was such a blessing. I was just going to go in and out real quick because I had other things to do in the morning. Luann came out, and she said, Barbara, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you and Darren for this power pack because it has just really blessed me and done me so much good. Now, you got to know that in the 30 years I've known Luann, she's been a very worldly person and cold towards the things of God. And in the last 5 years, folks, there has been a melting. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There has been a melting of her heart. And I just went up and hugged her. I said, oh, thank you so much. Thank you for that edifying word. Because lots of times the person who prints all this stuff doesn't get a lot of thank yous. So I was just so blessed on the way back home across Denver. It was just such a blessing. So God bless you, Luann, and God bless you, Kirsten and Kurt. They've been such a wonderful supplier, and they fold my express every month. Praise the Lord for that. And if you would like to order a power pack or go online to freedomstreet.org and give them away, if they have been a blessing to you, then order them and give them away. They're just such a great tool, great witness tool. Praise the Lord. Our meeting is this next Saturday, April the 13th at 10 o'clock. There will be no breakfast at 8:30, and we'll begin the meeting at 10 o'clock, praising God for his goodness and his mercy. I'm going to try a quiche recipe from my friend Shari, who lives on the Western Slope, and you're going to be a guinea pig this Saturday. I've never fixed this before, so maybe we'll have to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, if you would like to bring a side dish, fix your favorite salad or dessert, and we'll enjoy it together. It's going to be a gorgeous day, almost 80 degrees, they predict. So Hopefully it's going to be a wonderful cloudless sky. Call me for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. And you say, do you have to make reservations for your meeting? Yes, because I like the chairs all set up so we don't have to go into the closets and get more and more chairs while the service is going on. So thank you so much for your understanding. 1-877-917-7256. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. On April 14, 1865, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth while attending the play Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Lincoln had not been interested in going to the theater that night, but his wife Mary insisted they go. Shot in the head as he watched the play, Lincoln died of his wounds the following day at 7:22 a.m. in the Peterson House across from the theater. He was the first U.S. president to be assassinated. His funeral and burial were marked by extended periods of national mourning. Near the end of the American Civil War, Lincoln's assassination was a part of a larger conspiracy intended by Booth to revive the Confederate cause by eliminating the three most important officials of the federal government. Conspirators Lewis Powell, David Harold were assigned to kill Secretary of State William Seward and George Astorod, whose task was killing Vice President Andrew Johnson. Booth had a one-shot firearm along with a dagger, and it is likely that Booth personally would have prioritized killing Ulysses S. Grant, the commanding general of the U.S. Army and future president, over Lincoln. However, Grant initially agreed to attend but canceled as their wives later had an argument. Oh, wow. Some people, they get away from all this tragedy. So he was replaced by Major Henry Rathbone after Secretary of War Edwin Stanton and his son, whose life would later be saved by Booth's brother Edwin Booth in an unrelated railroad incident. These are really interesting facts. Robert Todd Lincoln, who had also agreed and then canceled, in which he would have sat in a chair behind the door with Grant beside Lincoln, turned down the tickets before non-targets Clara Harris, daughter of New York Senator Ira Harris, and her fiancé Rathbone accepted. Beyond Lincoln's death, the plot failed. Seward was only wounded, and Johnson's would-be attacker became drunk instead of killing the vice president. After a dramatic initial escape, Booth was killed at the end of a 12-day chase. Powell, Harold, Astorod, and Mary Surratt were later hanged for their roles in the conspiracy. A gruesome ending to a great presidency. And we want another great presidency in 2024. So I hope you're preparing your heart to vote for the person that has given us a great America in only 4 years. And I can name policy after policy that has been broken by the current administration that would have been, if it would have been upheld, we would not have the chaos that we're having in this country right now and all the violence. So God bless you for thinking deeply and asking God for wisdom in this. Memory verse for this week is Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4. We did 1 and 2 last week, and John memorized 1 and 2, Psalm 121, 1 and 2. God bless you, John. And you're going to memorize 3 and 4. Here's the Message translation of Psalm 121, 3 and 4. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. And then from the Passion, verses 3 and 4, He will guard and guide me, never letting me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. He will never slumber nor sleep. He is the guardian God for His people Israel. And that's right. He is right now the guardian God for His people Israel. The enemy will not defeat Israel this time, friends. So thank you for continuing to pray for Israel and for Benjamin Netanyahu and wisdom in all that he's doing. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I declare that I want to live for Jesus. I have decided to live for him no matter what. Sin, bad habits, negative attitudes, and fear have been confronted, and they do not have any influence in my life. They used to, but not anymore. Because I am free of bondages that weigh people down, I am able to run my race of faith without any hindrances caused by my own actions. Because I want to please God, I do not tolerate things in my life that make it difficult for me to walk by faith. or to please God. Absolutely nothing is more important to me than getting to know God's will and doing it in a way that brings pleasure to the Lord. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts, friend. And God's ways are not our ways. That's Isaiah 55, verse 8. So when we become believers, we got to change those thoughts that we grew up with. Yeah. And the ways that we have been so habitually doing for years and years and years and thinking it's okay. We've got to change. As believers, we know that God is on our side and He's always here to help us. He is so willing to help us lay aside the attitudes, negative thought patterns, and bad habits that keep pulling us down into defeat. That's why so many people, including Christians, are on all kinds of medication and are drinking more liquor now than ever before. And I believe that if you really prayed to God and asked Him about your situation, your physical situation, and how He can help you out, He will give you wisdom as to what to do. And I'm taking supplements at my age. I am every day supplements, but no medication. And I'm so grateful to God for the wisdom that He's given. More than half adults are regularly taking prescribed drugs in the United States. And according to data from the Consumer Insights Survey, out of the 2,000 people surveyed between July and August of 2022, more than a third of respondents were taking prescribed medication daily, and one in five were taking prescribed medication several times a day. Some of this may have been caused by the pandemic. And of course, we know that it started in late 2019, and through 2022-23. So remember that COVID-19, it fueled fear. It really did. And a lot of people were on medication at that time when there was a lockdown. While the figure is higher for people ages 70 plus, with 83% of this group taking medication at least once a day, younger Americans are also taking medication regularly. The survey found that 38% of adults aged 20 to 29 are taking prescribed medication at least once a day, and while the figure climbed to 51% for 30 to 39-year-olds and 58% for 40 to 49-year-olds. Whoa! No wonder we've got Walgreens on every corner of our streets. I mean, really? Oh, there was a fairly similar split across genders, with 20% of females reporting taking prescribed medication several times a day, and versus 21% of males and 36% of females taking the medication daily versus 35% of males. So it looks like women are getting more anxious and fearful and worried about things. You've heard of teenagers dying because they took their parents' prescriptions. Parents need to be more mindful of what they're doing. Maybe the pandemic was a good thing, because with the lockdown, the parents realized that children are going to be depending on them more and more. Maybe they're taking more responsibility. I hope so. And then the legal drinking age is 21 years old in the United States. So we've talked about medication and now drinking. And the article I read as I went online says it's strictly enforced. I don't believe that. That's not true. You've heard about violent incidents with teenagers, underage drinkers, and they were involved. The Murdaugh family is one big example in South Carolina. They had to reap great consequences because they allowed their son to drink and drive a speedboat to a fellow teenager's death. And now he is in prison for life because he killed his wife and his son who did all this. Globally, the United States ranks 25th for alcohol consumption. I don't know if I believe that, with liquor stores on every corner and scenes like spring break taking place. Whoa. About 8.7 liters of pure alcohol consumed per person per year. This is above the global average of 8.3. So in the United States, we're really drinking a lot. The people that don't know Jesus, or if you know Jesus and you're starting your morning with alcohol, oh, my friend, in Jesus' name, ask Him to take that habit from your life, because it's not going to do you any good. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism found that most states in the U.S. exceeded their per capita alcohol consumption goal in 2022. The state set the goal at 2.1 gallons or less per year, and the average was 2.35 gallons. Wow. And if I'm not drinking and you're not drinking alcohol, just think of the alcohol that's being consumed. New Hampshire had the highest consumption of alcohol, with alcohol consumption per capita of 4.76 gallons. Oh, wow. What if they used that money for the Lord's work? I think there's a lot of beer drinking, not only in New Hampshire, but places like New Mexico and Wyoming, and Colorado. This is more than double the goal set for the United States. Utah has the lowest consumption of alcohol, with alcohol consumption per capita of 1.34 gallons. This is most likely attributed to the strict alcohol regulations in Utah, and because a lot of people in Utah belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who forbid that in their church. So what has happened to lucid thinking? What has gotten in the way of making decisions that honor God? What is causing all this consumption? And folks, there are parents that just, they lay their prescription medications on the counters or in the medicine cabinet where the kids can get to it and take it. And a lot of deaths have been caused by overdosing on prescribed medication. So I say to you, if you have medication, if you're taking it, I would really be careful about where I keep it, especially if you have children or grandchildren around, because they're going to get to it. And there have been so many deaths of teenagers because of this. You may say to yourself, I'm okay. I love God and I try to be a good person. Alcohol and medication are only two of the modern day idols that we really have to be careful of. Jesus said in Matthew 13, verse 15, "For this people's heart has grown callous." Callous is, they just don't care. They don't give a darn. Their ears are hard of hearing. They have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn back. And I would cure them, says Jesus. Just ask him, Jesus, I don't want to spend my money on medication and alcohol. Thank you, Father God, for freeing me of this in Jesus' name. Because I've heard that sometimes one medication, if you take several medication a day, one medication will do more harm because another one's being taken. So they have adverse reactions. Oh, be careful. Be very careful about how you're treating your body, the temple of Holy Spirit. Mark 6, verse 52, "They did not understand the miracle of the loaves and how it revealed the power and deity of Jesus. But in fact, their heart was hardened, becoming oblivious, ignoring the signs and indifferent to his amazing works." Just don't care. They don't care what the Bible says. They don't care what Jesus did and what he's doing. Oh, I saw on, where was it the other night? Teenagers just coming in droves to know Jesus Christ as their Savior in the United States. I'm so grateful to the Lord that although we hear of all the terrible things that are going on, oh, there is a revival. And I'm so grateful. Be bold about telling your children and grandchildren about the Lord God and about Jesus Christ and how he died on the cross for their sins. Ephesians 4, 19 through 32 says, "Because they were callous, they didn't care. They gave themselves over to licentiousness for the pursuit of all uncleanness and greediness." Oh, greed. Biggie. It's a biggie. "But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you've heard about him and you were taught by him, that you take off your former way of life, the old man who is being destroyed according to deceitful desires." Praise the Lord. That old man is gone. "You are renewed in the spirit of your mind and you put on the new man, that inner man of the heart." Your heart is now listening to what God is telling you to do, what Holy Spirit who is in you is telling you, who's created in righteousness and holiness from the truth. And I'm reading from Ephesians 4. This is a whole different way of thinking than when you are in Christ Jesus than when you were in the world. Verse 25 of Ephesians 4 says, "Therefore, putting aside the lie, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath or anger. nor give place to the devil. The one who steals must steal no longer, but instead must labor, working with his own hands what is good, so that he may have something to share with one who has a need. No rotten word must proceed from your mouth, but only something good for the building up of the need, in order that it may give grace to those who hear. This is so good. And do not grieve Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And this is the verse, in him you live and move and have your being, my friend. All bitterness and rage and wrath and clamor and abusive speech must be removed from you. Watch what you're saying and who you're saying it to, and it might be about yourself. Stop talking negatives about yourself. Oh, I'm stupid. Wow, why did I do that stupid thing? Stop it. Together with all wickedness, let it be gone from you. Become kind toward one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. Oh, when Jesus gets hold of your life, you'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Here's Dallas Holm.
Well, I tried to act happy and free, but I wasn't within. Well, I fooled a lot of friends of mine. They thought I had some peace of mind, but I never had a thing until I opened up and let Jesus in. And then Jesus got a hold of my life. You're getting just a bit tired, fooling around. Well, you're trying to laugh your way through life, but you're not gaining ground. Oh, why not try the Lord today? Just ask him in your heart to stay. You'll find Jesus' love will be the greatest thing that you ever found.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, when John and I were getting our album Rejoice together, we loved that song so much that we put it on our Rejoice album that we did at Gaither Studios. Oh, such a great song. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Here are some things that you learned that were very important when you were in the world, but not to God. They are important to you, but not to God, because He's the one that lifts you up. He's the one that gives you identity. In Jesus Christ, you have wisdom from God and redemption and righteousness and sanctification. Praise the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 1:30. So number one, that it was really important to you when you were in the world, was your image. Oh, you needed validation from others. You needed to be told how beautiful or how strong or what beautiful clothes you had on. You needed that every day. And this might be a kind of a subtle thing of fear of man, but always keeping the focus on you. You needed to have the focus on you. No, it's not about us, friend. It's about Jesus. Number two. So for number one was your image. That was so important, to have a good image. And number two, money or security. 1 Timothy 6, verse 10 says, "The love of money is the root of all evil. When you trust in the security that you might think you have with money, you're wandering farther and farther from God. Eager for money, you wander from the faith." Eager for money, you wander from the faith. Am I drawing a sense of stability from God or my bank account? God intended to be your complete provider. Complete. Provider. He gets joy out of meeting your needs. I continue to think of Gideon when I think of, oh, we need to just get more and more and more and more and more saved up, saved up, saved up. I heard where one woman thought that if I have $1 million, that will set me for the rest of my life until I die. Whoa. Okay. Well, if you want $1 million, then you won't get a reward from God, because God has so much more. In Gideon's case, 30,000 came with Gideon to destroy the Midianite army. And boy, that was great, 30,000 against the million Midianites. But then it went down to 300. Oh my goodness. I can't imagine what Gideon thought. I just can't. Because when it goes down in number, we think, oh, we're going to die. We're all going to die. Well, God had a better idea. Remember that, friend. God always has a better idea with you. He intended to be your complete provider. He gets joy out of meeting your needs. He really does. So I hope you will trust Him with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Get rid of that worldly understanding of money and security. I love you. God bless you. Remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-877-917-7256. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in